Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is an awesome day to be alive. We're glad to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ himself, and we're glad to be here on this Tuesday, the 14th day of January, 2020. God is so good. His mercies endure forever and ever. We come into his presence with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. I say, praise ye the Lord. We serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we make a joyful noise unto the Lord because he is a good God. He's perfect. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. So we're grateful for the opportunity to join in with the saints of God across the nation. We are in different places, different cities and states, and even the people who are overseas, we're glad that you have joined us this morning. God is everywhere. He sees all things, and all power is in his hands. The world is ruled at his command, and we're just thanking God that he reveals himself to us. As we seek him, we will find him. As we knock, the doors shall be open. As we agree, we know that we can touch and agree, and we can ask anything in the name of Jesus, and it shall be given to us. And we know that we can speak. To God be the glory. I shall be able to speak this morning in the name of Jesus. We shall speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be cast into the sea as we believe. With the faith of a grain of mustard seed, we will have that faith to believe that what God has said shall come to pass. His promises are yea and amen, and we thank him for those promises. He has no respect of person. What he has done for one, he can and will do it for another. So we have to have faith, and we must sometimes do like the woman who had the issue of blood, say, I'm going to just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. And you can be made whole at that moment, no matter what you may be facing. Your life could be in a spirit of chaos. You could have different things happening on every side, but God is right there. He's in the midst of every storm. He takes care of everything, and he's the one who gives us joy. And we know that joy, like a river, attended our souls, and we are believing that he will lead us into green pastures for his name's sake, and our cup shall run over, because surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're grateful for our children and our children's children, our family members who are still alive. They may not be serving the Lord right now. Many people are out there don't know Jesus as Savior, as Lord and King, but they have an opportunity as long as they have breath running warm in their veins and they have a mind to be able to think, they're able to hear. They have an opportunity. So we're grateful for those who may not have made it yet into the kingdom. And we're grateful for those who are already here, that we will remain faithful to the cause of Christ. So we will remain faithful and continue to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We are grateful that the Lord has given us his word. His word is so powerful. It is rich. It is something that we have to sup of every day. And as we do our prayer and as we do our fasting and supplication to the Lord, we know that the Lord is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. And we're so grateful that we can do these things to overcome the enemy. The word of God tells us that Jesus spoke to his disciples at one point. They were wondering why they could not cast the devil out of the man who had a lunatic spirit. And Jesus said that many times these things won't come out unless you pray and fast. So there are some things that we can be fasting as we're going through this time of fasting and prayer, that we can see God move mightily because we are fasting, because we are praying, because we are making supplication to him. Those things that seem to be so difficult and so hard, we know that God can remove those things as we do our fast and praying and supplication unto the Lord. So this is a great time of our lives to be in the spirit of fasting and prayer. So we thank the Lord for our pastor Scholastica for bringing the information to us concerning the Daniel fast and giving us the details and how we can use that to help glorify God and to see God moving mightily in our lives. God is the one who has shown us what to do and how to do it and when to do it. So each and every day as we come before the Lord, come into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, we will continue to praise his name. We will continue to see the victory. And as I share often, when we get up in the morning, when you get up and before you do anything, first give God some thanks as you rise up out of your bed. Just thank him for the day. Let him know that you are thinking of him, that he is on your mind, that you are ready to just give him the honor because he's the one who let us sleep in the very image of death, and no harm came nigh our bodies, no harm came nigh our homes, nobody broke in, nobody did us any harm, and we're just thanking God that he let us rest peacefully during the night. And then we get up and we begin to shout and we begin to dance, we begin to pray and study the word as you sup of the word early in the morning before all those things that you do during the course of the day. When you spend time with God and you're praising him and worshiping him, you have something that you need. You will have your armor on. You will put on the whole armor of God. And we know that God will bless you to be able to repel every fiery dart of the devil, everything that the devil will try to throw against you during the course of the day, everything that he would try to throw at you and to cause you to stumble, to cause you to be depressed, to cause you to be feeling so bad. You already have something in your spirit that you can speak out at the moment that the enemy tries to do anything against you. So I encourage you, even if you haven't done your dance this morning, you can do that while we're in this moment, while we're in this time of prayer, while we're in this hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. You can do that now as I'm speaking. God wants us to just give him the honor. You know, when you praise the Lord, he lets us know he's in the middle of your praise. He said he inhabited the praises of Israel. So if he inhabited their praises, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he is doing the same thing in the midst of your praise. The enemy cannot do anything to you. He can try to do something, but he says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And that is the truth and nothing but the truth. So we thank the Lord for what he has done and what he is doing in this hour, in this time that we are serving him and worshiping him and praising him. When you are praising God, you don't have time to complain. You don't have time to feel bad and feel down and out. Just get up and praise God and do a dance. You know, sometimes I put on that special music that makes you really want to dance. You know, at the Church of God in Christ, they do those different riffs on the organs and on the with the music, and it just makes you want to get up because as we grew up in the church, that is some of the things that we did. They played that music, and then, you know, people just began to shout and dance before the Lord. You can go to YouTube, or you may have some copies in your home of that kind of music, and you can just get out there. I mean, that's not the only kind of music that you can dance to, but I know for a fact that that is something that will cause you to get up and dance and shout before the Lord and just give him praise. You can just dance without music. You can run through your house and scream and shout, especially if you live alone like I do. You can praise the Lord and just let God know, hallelujah, I appreciate you. I love you, Lord, and I'm just going to give you honor this morning. You know, we have to have a praise on our lips. We have to have a praise in our hearts. And when we do that, we know that God will be pleased and God will see some things happening in our lives. He will show you some things that you may not have thought about. He will show you some things that you have been believing for. God will bring those things to your mind and help you to see those things that you're believing him to do. You know, many people have been praying for a while, and there are some times when we don't know exactly how things are going to turn out. But if we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, in all of the ways we shall acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm on fire for the Lord this morning. I feel so wonderful just knowing him, and the Lord shows us many things as we go through these lives. So before we go any further in this hour, I want to get some prayer requests. I have a few myself. One of them is for Vince. His mother has gout in her feet, and he said that she is in so much pain she can barely walk. So we're going to do some praying this morning. So if you have some prayer requests, we can go ahead and do that. I also want to pray and bind up the demonic spirit of terrorism, people who would want to rape somebody, want to harm somebody. We're going to pray and bind up those evil demons this morning. We know that God is the God that can destroy these devils out there. And so as we pray, we will see some change. So this is something that we want to pray, that God will destroy the plans of the enemy. There are people who are plotting right now. And I just heard the other day where there was a those people who did that, the shooting in the, I think it was a Israeli temple or something like that over in New York somewhere. I may have the wrong sect, but there was a something they were against the religious sect. There was a man and woman who did this. I didn't realize it was a lady and a man who did it, but they, it might have been the Jewish community. But anyway, they found that they had just a multitude of bombs in their van that could have, if it had gone off, I think they said 3 football fields length. That's a lot of territory that could have been destroyed. They had very bad intentions. And so, you know, when we come here and we pray, we put out those prayers, God delivers. You know, we may not know everything that God does, but sometimes he will let us know the prayers that we have prayed have made a difference. And I know people are praying around the world, and I thank God for every intercessor, every prayer warrior around the nation and around the United States of America and the world, because people are praying, praying without ceasing. There's a time for us to pray. And so right now we're going to pray for that, and I'm going to just take a pause and find out if anybody else has a prayer request this morning. Amen?
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. Yes, I have a request. I'm asking for prayer. I'm having trouble on my job, and I can't seem to get it resolved. I done been to the big boys and everybody, and nobody can seem to help me with it. And I've been on the job for a while, so I'm really having problems. So I'm asking for prayer.
Okay. We'll be praying for you, Sister Linda. Amen. We know God is a deliverer. Go ahead. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yvonne Laster, just keep my keep me in prayer for my leg. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, if you would please pray for my grandson, Jaden. He has a fever and some kind of, I don't know whether it's a flu or what, but he has a fever and could not go to school yesterday, and they just sent him with a letter that he cannot be coming to school for this whole week. So he is very, very sad about it because he has to be.
Yeah.
So if you can pray for him and for healing and God to touch his body. Thank you, and I'm going to mute back. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you. We'll be praying for Jaden this morning. Praise God. Anybody else? Okay.
Good
morning.
We're going to
go ahead. Go ahead, Lois.
I'm asking for prayer for one of my nieces, Willamae. She has bad arthritis over body, and she be in pains every day.
Arthritis, okay. Amen. Okay. While we're here speaking about arthritis, I don't know if she might want to. What I have done, I know that arthritis, my mom and dad had it, and at some point when I was in the Seattle area, it seemed like it was trying to get me, so I started taking black seed oil. So I drink black seed oil periodically, and I don't seem to have that issue. Some people are not open to using natural remedies, which God said in his word in Revelation that the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nation. So there are times when we can use some natural remedies to help us. So you might just want to share that with her. She might be willing to try that. I'm not a doctor, but I know that it helped me. Amen?
Okay, thank you very much. And we'll share that with her.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Okay, so we're going to start off. We're going to start praying and bind up the demon of the terrorism and this. That's a Jezebel spirit, intimidation. So let us pray right now for protection around the nation and around the world. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We know, God, today that as we call upon you, you will answer, God. And, Lord, we just come against every evil and wicked demon, every demonic spirit out there that would try to harm the people that would be in the schools, oh, God, that would be in a place, oh God, of public, Lord. We know, Father, today that you are the deliverer. You know where these people are, God. We pray that you reveal the plot, oh God, of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord, as you did for Jehoshaphat, God. Told you where the enemy would be hiding, oh God. We pray, Father, today in the name,
Jesus, oh Lord, God.
Every
that you would just touch, God, in a miraculous way, oh Lord God, that's driving the spirit, oh Lord God, of hatred and bitterness away, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move by your spirit, God, and by your power, oh God, that you just show yourself strong, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who
speak
to her,
spirit,
God,
Lord, God,
Lord,
by your power,
God,
oh Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, we gather their bones,
oh Lord God,
and
stand
the victory,
oh Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, my God,
Lord God,
speak to them accordingly,
Lord God, we pray against
all
the devil, Lord God,
my God, my God, we thank you
for
today,
in the name of Jesus,
oh
Lord God,
nation, the United States of America, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my
God,
we pray to them accordingly, to them accordingly, my God, my God, I find you in
the
spirit.
Cells, oh Lord God,
that will come against
Jesus,
our
Lord
nation
Lord
in the
God,
name
of
Jesus. Of
Jesus,
we will not be afraid
right
of the
now
terror by night,
Lord
God.
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, mortal
right God,
I find
it really
all terrors that will
block
against any nation, God, in the name
of
Jesus,
Father, we praise you,
God,
for what you right now, God,
manifest terrorism in the name of
Jesus,
my Father,
we praise you, God,
in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, I
come against
you, before you, oh Lord God, right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord
God. Completely healed from her operation. Jaden, who has the fever, And then Willie Mae, who has the arthritis. And, of course, we want to put Jamila out there, that God will continue to bless her body as she is healing from her operation. So let us pray. Lord, we know that you are the healer. You said that I am the Lord, your healer, God. We're believing for healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray and thank you, Lord,
young Jaden, God, that their feet have been broken right now, in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, Lord,
and not to return, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, break the strain of virus, God, in the name of Jesus, God, pains in the knee, O Lord, God, in the leg, O Lord, God, break the spirit of gout, that arthritis spirit of gout, God, just break it, O Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord, God. David, Jesus, Lord God, take away the pain, O Lord God, give relief, O Lord God, send wisdom, O Lord God, what to do to keep that flare up or cover it up, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus,
God, we pray and thank you for today that her leg is completely healed, Lord, that you put everything together as it should be, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, in the name of Jesus, bless
your name,
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, the Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the one God, during the day, God. To help him to be on the right, oh God. In the name of Jesus, if there is a way that he can do his lesson while there, God, at the home, Lord, I pray, God, today that he will continue to have the spirit of joy, oh God. So we decree that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for healing Willie Mae, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Every part of her body, every arthritic portion, oh God, that you take the swelling out of those joints, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And help her to be able to walk about without pain, God. Help her to be able to move her limbs without pain, God. In the name of Jesus, I cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack the body today, God, in the name of Jesus. And that goes for every person on this prayer line, oh God. If we have any sickness in our bodies we don't even know about, oh God, remove it in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and strength to our bones, our muscles, our joints, our organs, our head, our eyes, and our throat, oh God. This morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we thank you, Father, for the deliverance, oh God.
Worship you, Lord God, because you are the God all by yourself, oh Lord God. Beside these and out of love. Lord God, know the help that we know, O Lord God. Show yourself strong, God, in the situation, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Upon our children, upon the babies, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Against every arthritic praying, O Lord God. Respiratory system, O Lord God. Against mental illnesses, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You alone are worthy, O Lord God, of the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Show yourself strong, Lord God, move miraculously, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Even the special requests, O Lord God, runaway children, O Lord God, that they would return home, God, in the name of Jesus. Put the heads about them, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bring them in, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Those that are gone through the time. A bereavement, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let it not be extended, O Lord God. But comfort their heart, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you for it. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, in this hour, Lord God.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name. We're going to go ahead and pray for our sister Linda for her job issue. I also want to put Mary and Jessica will be teaching a class at our church this weekend. So we just want to pray that God will use them and that those who will be in the class will receive what they need to receive from the Lord. Amen. And anybody else who's out there needs a job, Sister Valeria, I believe she's still looking for a job. So just anybody you know, let's just pray right now because God is the one who gives favor. So, Lord, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus,
God,
Lord.
For the job,
thank you,
God,
for
right now.
Lord,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus,
Lord, whatever
Lord,
issues are all, God, whatever is happening
there
in that job,
we get
our
Lord, God.
Lord, we pray
in the name of Jesus,
God,
oh, Lord, God.
Just
a little barrier, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Open up that door as well as myself, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, and let me show, Lord, God. In Jesus' mighty name, oh, Lord, God.
I decree that you succeed of Abraham,
God,
and we
praise you, God.
And he receives the blessing of Abraham.
We worship you,
oh,
Lord, God, and we adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, God. Yes, oh, Lord, God. Show yourself, God, and move in every situation, Lord, God, that you pray and request, oh, Lord, God.
In the name of Jesus,
we
praise you,
Lord, God.
In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, God.
In the name of Jesus,
we praise you, Lord, God.
Bless
them, oh, God, with the job, Lord, with the career, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're the one who gives us power to get wealth, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you put your people in a wealthy environment. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, by your name, God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Mary.
God,
as they begin to speak the class on Saturday, Lord. We pray for today that you will bring the people in, oh, God, who need to hear what thus says,
Lord,
so we can learn about the disease, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we will learn the
disease,
Father. In the name of Jesus, we will
learn the disease,
God, even from the enemy, trying to fool them, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. You are the God of might, oh God. You're the God of glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God. I thank you, Lord, that you hold your people with benefits, oh God. In the name of
Jesus, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
in the
Lord
name
God,
of
that you would send
praise
peace
God. We
in another situation, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
In the name
door,
of
Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We find the same passage, O God. We thank you for the same passage,
instructors, Father.
In the name of Jesus,
God.
Thank
you, praise you, God. And Lord, I just pray over each and every one of us, O God, that you grant us favor, O God. That we are in a place of favor, oh God. We entreat your favor right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let this be our set time for favor in all of our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you remember us,
Lord,
for the
forgiveness
and bring people to your children, oh God. You visit us with your salvation today, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus. Let your beauty be upon our lives, oh God, and let us be well favored in the name of Jesus. And we drink the cup of blessing this morning. My God, I decree and thank you, Lord, today that you favor us because our enemies do not triumph over us. Never, ever, ever. We thank you, Lord, today that we're blessed in the city. Bless in the field, bless as we come, and bless as we go. You bless our storehouses, O God. And when the enemy comes against us one way, they must flee seven ways. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that all nations are called to bless. Because we live in a delightful land, O God. We thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name, we come to you. We say thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory, glory to your name, God. You're awesome, God. You are so awesome, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. We thank the Lord for these prayers because we know when we come together and we pray that multitudes of angels are out there and that we are in agreement with the word of God, and we know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight, so there's power in agreement. And if we touch and agree and ask anything, it shall be done. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank God for that this morning. So right now I'm going to go ahead and get into the word. And we are grateful for the word this morning. And so we're going to talk about regaining your vision for 2020. And so we're thanking God that, you know, sometimes we go through our lives. You know, many of us have been saved for many years. I know when I first got saved, I was so zealous for telling people about Jesus, telling people they need to be saved, letting people know that Jesus Christ is the one that will forgive us of our sins. And, you know, we have that zeal many times when we first come into Jesus Christ because we are feeling fresh and we're feeling new in what God has done for us. And so many times as we go forward, it seems to be become stale in our minds. You know, we're going through life and God has blessed us and we're doing the things that need to be done, but that zeal is not there anymore. And so we want to regain that zeal for the lost. There are so many lost people out there, so many people who do not know Jesus as their Savior. So we're going to go into the word here, and if you will, you can take notes and write down the scriptures, go back and read them later. You know, keep your mind fresh in what God is speaking, because when you are reading the word, it ministers to your spirit, and therefore when your spirit is full of God, full of the word, then you have more opportunity to just think about what you would say to somebody when some things come in your life, when you have opportunities to meet people who you don't normally meet. So, you know, have that word fresh in your mind as you read and study the word. So the first scripture we will read is in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. And the word of God says, "And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught." Verse 24 says, "And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly." Now, my question this morning is, how many of us today have 20/20 vision? This is naturally, how many of us have 20/20 vision? Now, some of us do and some of us don't. And there was a time when, you know, most people who currently wear glasses did not need them in the beginning. But as our vision becomes impaired, it is necessary to find a way to correct it. So in our Bible text, we see Jesus correcting this man's vision. This man went from no vision, then he went to blurred vision, and then he had clear vision. And so there are so many things in this world, so many things going on in our world and in our lives that sometimes we lose sight of our true mission in life. What is your vision for 2020? What about your spiritual vision for this coming year? What have we thought about as far as our spiritual vision as we're going through this time of fasting, as we're going through this time of prayer and supplication unto the Lord? As we have begun the new year, most of us need some correction in our spiritual vision. You know, we always, you know, at the beginning of the year, many people make resolutions. They say they're going to do this. They say they're going to do that. And we have to, you know, as Christians, as people of God, maybe take some time to reflect on what God has done this past year, what he's done in the past many years back. You know, we think about all the things that God has done. And then we think about what is it that we need to focus on this year as far as what God would have us to do. And so in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 8, it says, "These 12 disciples Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Verse 7 says, "And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." So a clear mission is this. The mission is clearly presented to the disciples. The Lord sends them to the lost sheep of Israel. It wasn't that he didn't care about the Gentiles or the Samaritans. They would have an opportunity in the future to receive what Jesus had for them. He was simply following God's plan. And so what he was showing them is, we start at home. Their vision of lost sheep began with their own people. And so we, as a people of God, we start with our own people. We start with the people who are in our families. Let us, you know, many times we sit and think about our families. And even when we're gathering, as I did when we were in Spring, Texas, gathering with our families, and you look and you see, you hear what the people are saying, what the family is saying, and how they're living their lives. And all of us, all of my sisters and brothers, there were 9 of us. We grew up in the church. My mom and dad had us in church almost every single day of the week. We went to church every day except for, I believe, Saturday and Monday. All the other days of the week, we were in church. So every person, every one of my sisters and brothers, we heard the same thing about Jesus, about living for Christ, about doing the work of the Father, about going into the highways and byways. We all heard the same thing. Now, mind you, I did not receive Jesus as my Savior until I was 25 years old. I had it in my mind because I heard that if you, you know, while we were being taught about coming into the body of Christ, when you come in and then you go out, the devils multiply, you know. So I was just trying to do the right thing and not come in and then go back out. But as it was, that did happen to me. I was a backslider, and I thank God that somebody prayed for me and helped me to get get myself right back with God. My mom and dad, they kept praying for me. So I was out of the kingdom of God for about 15 years, and I could have been dead. I tell you, I was out there doing some crazy things, especially when I was out there gambling. When all the people who were, you know, a lot of times I'd be at the gambling table, and these guys, they had guns. They brought guns into the house. And what we would do would move from house to house and rotate having and hosting these gambling parties. But when people came to my house, I would tell them, I said, give me your guns, and I would take the guns and put them in my bedroom. Now, I don't know why I would be so bold to do that, because they could have told me no and could have shot me right there, because I'm bold enough to ask you for your gun. How do I know that you have a gun? Well, for some reason, I didn't know. So somebody was praying for me, and I thank God for protecting me during that time, because there was a time when I was – this is when I was in Indianapolis, my hometown, and there was somebody sitting at a gambling table, got shot dead at the gambling table. And so, you know, God protected me in my sin. And so we have to look at what our family is doing. There's a sister of mine who still gambles. We used to gamble together when I was living in Texas. Althea, my sister, and I used to sit at these gambling tables all day long on the weekend. That's where I would spend my time, sitting at a gambling table all day long, playing cards and winning money, losing money most of the time, just wasting time. But the Lord delivered me. And so we have to look at what we see. You know, many times God will put something in our hearts about our families, even though we may not see them every day. And I do not see my family every day because we live in different cities and states. But we think about these families, and we know that God wants them in the kingdom too. And we, as a people of God, as children of the Most High God, we want to pray for these family members. We want them to come out of their sin. Now, each and every one has to make that decision for themselves, but the Holy Ghost is speaking to them. The Holy Ghost speaks to them as we are praying for them. So God's plan for us is to start at home. As we see, these disciples were speaking to the lost sheep of Israel at this time, during at the scripture that we're looking at. Their vision of lost sheep began with their very own people. So there is a vision for us today. So as we look at another scripture here in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, it says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Verse 7 says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So that's the book of Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Now we realize that sheep are created with no sense of direction. When a sheep gets lost, it cannot find its way home. Unless the shepherd goes out to find it, it will most likely die. It will die from either starvation or it can die because most likely some predator will come and kill it and eat it for lunch or dinner or whatever. Because the sheep does not know how to get back to its flock, the shepherd has to go out and bring that sheep back in. To instill within us a vision for lost men, Jesus compares them to sheep. And so that's what we're seeing here this morning. We must go find the lost sheep. Likewise, we do the same for lost men and women. It is important that we begin at home, and our home is our family. So we start with the family. There's a lot of people in our families. You know, we have our sisters, we have our brothers, we have our nieces, nephews, we have aunts and uncles, we have cousins, we have a plethora, we have so many different cousins. I'm thinking about my family reunion when we had our family reunion this past July. There were at least 100 and maybe 20 people who showed up at the reunion, and many more did not come. I mean, that just let us know that there are a lot of people, and many families have even more than that. Some may have less. So, you know, there are a lot of people that we can reach. You know, many people in our family, we have lots of ministers and pastors in our family. And so we're reaching the lost. In fact, the other day we were talking about the reunion that will be in Dallas in a couple of years, and the leader of this reunion was telling us that they're going to have somebody from our family lead the services that we will have when we gather together because we have that kind of a situation. So we're going to have someone minister to the family, and so that's what we do. We want to minister to our family members. You know, we don't want to beat them over the head every time we see them. Tell them, you know, you need to get saved. You need to come out of your sin. You know, God will allow us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know, we can gently speak to them sometimes. Sometimes you need to speak with that fire and brimstone word, too. You know, sometimes we have to snatch them out of the fire. But, you know, we as a people of God, we have to think about what we're doing for this year. Are we thinking about the people who need to be saved, our family members who need Jesus? We need to think about that. We need to come to a place where we're trying to let them know, hey, it's time for you to come out of your sin. I think about my niece, Yvette, who had this issue, who had this shooting. She got shot, and I did directly ask her, was she ready to receive Jesus as Savior? She told me no. And, you know, she's still doing the same crazy thing, and so the devil has her mind trapped. The devil has her. So we continue to pray for Yvette. We continue to pray for her children. We continue to pray for different ones in the family who have been in situations where they could have been dead. I have different family members who, this one sister of mine, somebody choked her and thought she was dead, choked her to death or thought she was dead, left her in the field. And so we think about these different issues that our family members have had encounters with the devil. They've had encounters with death, and some of them still don't want Jesus Christ, but we still continue to pray. The word says to pray without ceasing. We know that at some point, my mom and dad, they prayed for me for many, many years, for 25 years to begin with, and then the 15 more years. So 40 years long they were praying, and they kept praying. They still were praying until the day that they died for their families. And so I have taken on the mantle of the prayer intercessor for my family from my mom and my dad. I mean, they were intercessors. They were prayer warriors, and I saw so many wonderful things happening through the prayers of my mom and dad. I mean, they were just, I mean, just so powerful when they would pray. And so we, as people of God, we continue to pray for our families, beginning at our homes, beginning at our families. And then we also have a responsibility to pray for people outside of our families. So let's look at John chapter 1, verse 40 through 41. It says, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And so this is just showing us once again how this brother was telling his brother about Jesus Christ. So this is something we have to do. We begin at home, and we don't stop there. We go on to the mission around the world. There are different opportunities that God will give us to be able to speak in different places. I thank God for every opportunity he's given me to preach and to teach in different places. Over in Zimbabwe, there was an opportunity that he allowed me to teach there. I was in Aruba, and I was able to teach. We were on the beach, looking, reading the Word of God on the beach. You know, wherever you go, you can open up the Bible and share the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever you are. So, you know, it's not just in the church. You know, God has put leaders in the church, but he's given us his disciples to be able to go into the highways and the byways and compel others to come to Jesus Christ. Some people knock on doors. Some people just hold situations maybe at a library. You can have a gathering at a library. Just invite people to come and share the word of God in the library. So let's read another scripture here. This is Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. And it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So we are to be witnesses both at home and around the world at the same time. Wherever we go, we must be a witness for the Lord. And many times we don't even have to say anything, but the Spirit of the Lord that is dwelling on the inside of us can be a witness to those who we meet, those who we are coming in contact with. They can see the glory of the Lord upon us when we have that personal, intimate relationship, when we have to spend that time with the Lord. The glory of the Lord will be revealed through us just by being in a certain place. So continue the fasting, continue the prayers, continue to study the word and have the word in your heart. We cannot substitute the work we support in, say, Africa or Haiti and abroad for what we should be doing here in Atlanta, in Florida, in New Jersey, in Texas, in California, Michigan, wherever you live. We are doing a work within our cities in addition to the work around the world. This platform that we have, Blog Talk Radio, here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, is reaching around the world. But we individually, we cannot be everywhere. We cannot reach around the world personally. Our individual bodies cannot be in every city like God is, but we can reach those who are in our sphere of influence, those people on our jobs. You know, many times you don't have to tell them about Jesus right off the bat, but if you do the right thing in the job, people will see there's something special about you, and they will want to know, why is it that you have that glow about you? Why is it that you have that special love about you in the workplace? And they'll, some people may come and ask you about that, and then you have an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And speaking of the workplace, many workplaces don't want you talking about Jesus or talking about religion in the workplace. So what I used to do in order to not offend or break any rules, I would invite people out to lunch, and I would pay for their lunch. And so when I pay for your lunch, I'm going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. And so, you know, that's a way that you can reach your coworkers. There's an opportunity. God will give you wisdom on what to do, or ask them out to some event that you're having at your church, or ask them out to dinner after church, or I mean after work, and share the gospel with them. God will give you, place something in your heart on what to do. when we can see lost souls around us and at the same time see lost souls in faraway places, we have clear vision. The clear vision is that there are souls out there who need Jesus. There are souls who don't know Jesus right now. There are those who have heard about him, but they don't know him for a fact. They don't know him in a personal way, an intimate way. And so we have opportunity to reach out to those who do not know Jesus as their Savior. So my question is, how is our vision today? Sometimes people have blurred vision, as we saw the man that Jesus was healing. First, he had blurred vision. And so here in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28, verses 5 through 7, it says, "In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength in them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred in through wine and through strong drink, or out of the way. The priest and the prophet had erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment." So here we see how vision becomes blurry by intoxication. A person who normally has clear vision can become impaired by intoxication. You know, just naturally speaking, that's what happens when somebody is intoxicated, their vision is blurred. Many times we see the police stopping somebody who is driving crazy on the road, and they get them out and they tell them to walk, and because their vision is blurred, they're not able to walk straight. And so the drunk, for a drunk, the more alcohol in their system, the less they can focus on their vision. And so we see different things happening in our lives that keeps us from focusing on our vision with Jesus Christ. And so when people are drunk, there's often a lack of concern for other people's lives. You know, people who are drunk, they don't care about people as they're driving down the road. They don't care that they could run into somebody. They don't care that they could hurt or kill somebody. And so a majority of motor vehicle deaths are caused by driving while under the influence of intoxicating substances. So today, many Christians are intoxicated by things of the world. Many of us as a body of Christ, and I'm saying us because every person in the body of Christ has some things going on in their lives that will distract you from the things of God. We are intoxicated by being busy taking care of family matters, being busy running here and there, doing this, that, and the other, and we forget about the fact that we are supposed to be reaching out to those who are lost. And so today, as Christians are intoxicated by the things of the world, it creates a lack of concern for souls. And so we have to get back to the place where we have a concern for lost souls. We as a body of Christ need to get that vision back. We need to have that zeal back, that zeal that I had. I need to get that back, that zealousness to see people come to Jesus Christ and seize the moment, redeem the time. As many times I share when people call me on the telephone soliciting or trying to get me to buy something or trying to get me to sell my house, which I'm not trying to sell my house, I ask them, are they saved or do you know Jesus as your Savior? Seize that moment, redeem the time, use the opportunity to let somebody know about Jesus and his love. We need to do that. Ezekiel, we're looking at another scripture here, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 8. It says, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." So this scripture here lets us know if people die and go to hell because we fail to warn them, are we any different from the drunk driver who has no regard for other people? Are we, the body of Christ, suffering from blurred vision? If we are, let us get a clear vision by correcting ourselves, by doing that fasting, by doing that prayer, by reading the Word of God and having it in our hearts that we want to reach out to somebody. We must speak up for Jesus because he died for us. It could make the difference in someone's eternal destiny just by us speaking up, just by us sharing that, hey, You can receive Jesus as your Savior. You can become a part of this royal priesthood. You can be forgiven of your sins. You can be forgiven today. People don't have to wait until they go into the church to receive repentance, to receive forgiveness from Jesus Christ. They can do it right in front of their door. When you go to their door and you knock on their door, you can let them know you can do it right here, right now, because we don't know if you lie down tonight, if you're going to raise up tomorrow, if you'll be able to walk about tomorrow. You could die tonight in your sleep. I mean, that's very real. And so there are people who have no vision whatsoever. John 4, 1 through 8, it says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not one but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus at the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat." The disciples had gone to get some food. Jesus was fulfilling his mission, seeking and saving the lost. And that's what we should be doing, is seeking to save the lost. The disciples finally returned to where Jesus was. They had passed this woman as they were going, and they ignored her. They didn't even bother to talk to her. Now they were amazed that Jesus was talking to her. Their interest was purely earthly provision. They were purely focused on getting something to eat for their bodies. John 4 and 8 says, "For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat." The earthly provision was their concern. We, you know, we need to take care of our bodies and feed our bodies so that we can be healthy and strong. But at the same time, we still need to have the purpose in our hearts to reach out and touch somebody, to let them know about Jesus. These disciples had no vision of mission when they were going to get this food. Many Christians go through life just like this with no vision. Their interest is consumed with earthly provision. Many of us are truly consumed with doing earthly things instead of doing godly things. We're blind to the fact that there is better food. Jesus spoke of this food in John 4 and 34. I'm going to read John 4, verses 31 through 34. And it says, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus says unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So it is better to do the will of the Father than to chase after earthly provision. God will provide you what you need when you seek to please him. When you seek to do his will, he will provide your needs according to his riches and glory. He said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So while you're doing his will, living for him, and telling the lost about Jesus Christ, you will be blessed with much more than the minimal provisions. God will bless you with more than enough. So how can our vision be corrected? Our vision can be corrected with our eyes that are lifted up. John 4 and 35 says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest." Look on the fields. So we have to lift up our eyes, and we will see that the fields are already ready for us to pluck. The second way our vision can be corrected is with hearts filled with compassion, with the compassion of Christ. Matthew 9 and 36 says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." So we must have the compassion of Jesus Christ as we reach out to people. as we reach out and see those who are struggling. And the third way our vision can be corrected is when we are aware of our limited time. We have limited time on this earth. John 9:4 says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So I must work the works of him that sent me today, right now, because when we die, we cannot do any more work here on this earth realm. When Jesus healed the blind man, he took him from no vision to a blurred vision to clear vision. Now that is when he begins to do, that's what he begins to do with his disciples. And the fields are just as white today as they were then. And so we will lift up our eyes to the Lord and get a fresh, clear vision of our mission in this world. So let's make 2020 our greatest year ever in seeking lost sheep. So, Lord, we just thank you for this word. We pray, God, today that we, as a body of Christ, oh God, will have clear vision to know that there are many people out there, Father. Lord, help us to have a heart for the lost, oh God. Help us to have compassion, oh God. Help us to show love, Lord. Oh, Lord, you said in your word, by your loving kindness you drew us, oh God. So we know, Father, that it's by your love, Lord, that many people will come into the kingdom, oh Father. So, Lord, even as we leave today, oh God, we pray that each and every one of us will hear what has been spoken, oh God. We will hear what thus said the Lord so that we can be those disciples, oh God, who are out there reaching the lost, oh God, bringing them in, oh God, telling them about Jesus and his love, letting people know that they too can be saved, oh God. So we pray for the spirit of salvation, oh God. Let the spirit of salvation be loosed this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that people will come and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God, so that they too can become a disciple of yours, oh God, and they in turn will go out and reach the lost for Christ. So we pray for our family members, oh God. We pray for the world today, oh God. We pray for the people of God who are in the kingdom right now, that we will no longer have blurred vision, oh God. We will be able to see the people out there, oh God, that need to be saved, oh God, and we will go out and tell them about your love. You are such a loving God, and we must be ready when you come back, oh God. We're preparing for eternity, oh God, and eternity is a very long time, oh God. And just in our finite minds, oh God, we cannot even fathom just how long eternity is, oh God. So I'm praying this morning, oh God, that we will reach out and tell somebody about Jesus. Let somebody know that they are loved, oh God, that they too will come into the kingdom and be a part of this royal priesthood, a holy nation, oh God, called out by you, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for each and every one who is here right now, that we will go out and tell somebody that Jesus reigns and he reigns forevermore, and that they can come on in and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and be forgiven. No matter how strong it is that they have been in the depths of sin, the depths of despair, God, you are right there for them, God. So we thank you. My God, there are multitudes in the valley of decision. So I decree this morning that they will decide to serve you, God, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ in this moment, oh God, in this hour, God. All across the world, oh God, there are disciples out there, oh God, many people who are lost in their sin. So we thank you, Lord, today that the sin shall be removed, oh God, that those who are in darkness will receive the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. Those who have stony hearts, oh God, I decree that you make those hearts of flesh, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for those people, oh God, who are coming right now. And we pray for stability, oh God, all across the land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We say hallelujah and amen. It is so. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So I thank God for everyone today. Thank you for being here. I pray that the favor of God and man shall be with you everywhere you go. I decree that the blood of Jesus covers you and protects you from the enemy. I decree that we shall have on the whole armor of God each and every day, that we will repel every fiery dart of the enemy. I decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. We will see and hear what Apostle Horsley will have in store for us. And just look forward in the Lord. Have a beautiful day. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today.
There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.